The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive Podio, which claims it's the Middle East's leading podcast platform, has released a report into the podcast industry in Lebanon and Levant. The report says that fewer than 100 podcasts are being produced in the region. 48% of listeners want to listen to local content, but don't do so. Fewer than 6% of independent podcasters in the area are making money from their podcasts, but there is sudden hype for podcasting there, and marketing spend is expected to rise significantly. You can download the report from our episode notes and our newsletter today, which you should be subscribing to anyway, frankly. Nominations have been announced for the 2019 Scripps Howard Awards. The radio and podcast category has uprooted from APM Reports. Amazon Behind the Smiles from Reveal from the Centre of Investigative Reporting, and a series of radio reports from the Publix Radio on Rhode Island, a 911 emergency. Registration is now open for the People's Choice Podcast Awards, the longest-running podcast award ceremony. Voting starts on July the 1st, but you have to be in to win. And Podnews is a sponsor of the awards for the third year running. Acast has launched in Mexico. Sergio Dominguez, former corporate sales director for newspaper company Publimetro, has been hired as Acast Mexico's managing director. Podomatic has launched a podcast recording app for iOS. It joins an Android version, which they've had since last year. It lets you record, publish, and analyze your podcast stats. Now, free beer, that's always a good plan, isn't it? If you're headed to Podfest, Buzzsprout is throwing a kickoff party on Thursday. They'll be taking over something called Splitsville in Disney Springs, whatever that is. Anyway, it's between 4 and 8 for bowling, billiards, food, and drinks. Tickets are limited, but we've got 50 tickets to give away for you, dear listener. You'll find a link in our episode notes and in our newsletter, which, by the way, you should be subscribing to. Radio Days Europe, a large conference for radio and podcasting in Lisbon in Portugal, is going ahead at the end of March, COVID-19 notwithstanding. It's announced a number of keynote speakers, including Entail's Will Harris, and our podcast pages. Now check whether your podcast host has let you finish your podcast name with a trailing space. It's invisible, but you'd be surprised how many issues that can create. And if you're a podcast host, use the trim function. It's your friend. Don't make us come over there and code it for you. In podcast news today, if you've got an idea for a new TV show or movie you might enjoy, Because You Watched, which explores new ideas based on obscure Netflix categories like deep sea creature features or gory mad scientist horror movies, is new from Warner Brothers in the UK. A new podcast from Gimlet, Conviction: American Panic, was launched yesterday. It explores the story of John Quinney and investigates crimes some claim never happened, otherwise known as the Satanic Panic. And Westworld One and Prologue Projects, the company owned by Slow Burn's Leon Nefake, has released 5-4, a look at the US Supreme Court's most questionable and misguided decisions. And there's plenty more, and all the links, in our newsletter. Subscribe, have I told you to do that yet? At podnews.net.